This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's totally, totally safe. Leah to drink the water in East Palestine. Michael Reagan, the Environmental Protection Agency administrator, after the horrific railway crash there, which leached what turned out to be toxic chemicals into the water and the ground and every other place, Michael Reagan, the Environmental Protection Agency administrator under Joe Biden, finally showed up on February 22nd. The disaster occurred on February 3rd in East Palestine, but didn't really matter because those people vote Republican, so they're kind of like, you know, subhuman. So it wasn't very important to get out there at all. In fact, Joe didn't go for like over a year.
I guess they considered them toxic.
Yeah, toxic. So anyway, Michael Reagan, the Environmental Protection Agency administrator, finally showed up February 22nd, because who had time really, with television cameras in tow to capture himself drinking from the local water supply to assure everyone they could too, because it was safe. Months later, he and the Biden administration claimed unequivocally that the people in East Palestine were not in danger, not at all. Go ahead, drink the water. Except they knew that wasn't true. They insisted families were safe. It was no big deal. And eventually Joe himself would come off vacation and visit or something. But behind the scenes, administration emails warned of cancer clusters. That, you have to be a special kind of evil to do this. Number one, just to cover it up. But number two, send an EPA administrator to tell them to drink the water. Are you kidding me? The occurrence of cancer cluster in East Palestine is not zero, FEMA recovery leader James McPherson wrote in March 29th, a little more than a year after the crash. As you are all aware, the first 48 hours of the fire created a really toxic plume. He said in the chain of communications in which they admitted that, yeah, this kind of really is a problem. But hey, drink the water. Hey, and get your COVID shot while we're at it. Yeah, go ahead and get that, because, you know, they did that too. They hid, knew about myocarditis, knew about the damage to women's reproductive systems, hid that too. So, hey, why not? Drink the water, have a shot. Holy cow. Just hid this. And there was no reason for this. All they had to do was tell the truth and show up.
Yeah.
I mean, truly, you really could blame the railways. All the Democrats had to do was act like they can't. Just pretend you care.
Yeah.
You don't even actually have to really care. Just pretend you care. Show up. Give them an honest warning. Hey, there's cancer clusters here. You might not want to drink the water. This is a problem. But they couldn't be bothered.
It's just stunning the way that they completely mishandled that whole situation, that whole disaster there. Because, I mean, they could have gone there, bragged about the unions or talked about railroad workers. They could have talked about EPA regulations. They could have talked about their safety regulations. They could have pointed to numerous different policies that they could have claimed would have prevented this or mitigated something or, you know, pat themselves on the back some way. But no, they completely blew that situation.
And I, like you said, I don't even know why. Other than they just hate Republicans in that place voted for Trump. I mean, beyond that, I'm not even sure what the point was. Meanwhile, CNN, on another subject, completely determinedly to drag the economy down, no matter how many times they have to repeat the doom and gloom in the face of it just not coming true. Epic exchange over the weekend between Margaret Brennan on CBS, who assured Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who's taken a lead in a lot of these tariff negotiations, assured him, well, you know, eventually we're going to have inflation.
The reality is there will either be less inventory or things at higher prices or both.
Well, Bessent reminded her, well, Margaret, you said that in March that this was going to cause inflation. How'd that work out for you? Not so good.
When we were here in March, you said there was going to be big inflation. There hasn't been any inflation. Actually, the inflation numbers are the best in 4 years. So why don't we stop trying to say this could happen and wait and see what does happen?
Nah, that wouldn't be any fun. How are you going to tank the market that way, Lee? Because it's all about taking down Trump. It's not about giving people real economic information or anything.
No. Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. I don't know why you'd want to do that. Scott Bessent went on to school her, though.
We wanted to make sure that there aren't price increases, Margaret. And thus far, there have been no price increases. Everything has been alarmist, that the inflation numbers are actually dropping. We saw the first drop of inflation in 4 years. The inflation numbers last week, they were very pro-consumer.
Right. But you listen to earnings calls just like we do. Mm-hmm. You know what Walmart's saying, what Best Buy saying, and what Target are saying.
But Margaret, I also know what Home Depot and Amazon are saying. I know what the South China Morning Post wrote within the past 24 hours, that 65% of the tariffs will likely be eaten by the Chinese producers.
Yep. Bessent doing a good job.
He really is. Look, I mean, I'm not saying this won't at some point become a problem. Yeah, I don't know, but so far,
right now,
no.
Yeah.
And they got it. They got it wrong. The media got it wrong. The financial media got wrong on an epic scale.
Yeah.
So they just want to do over again and again and again until they get it right.
Right.
Well, with the doom and gloom.
Well, if you know, even a stop clock is right twice a day. So.
Right. So, you know, you watch CNBC long enough, Lee, I see what you're saying. Eventually, they'll get it right or something. Meanwhile. Look, this is a huge mistake, okay? Because I don't know how this Carol Naraki, who is one in Poland, I don't know how she escaped going to prison for the crime of running against the globalists. Isn't that how it's done now in Europe?
Mm-hmm.
If you are a populist leader, you either go to prison before the election and then they censor your party, or if you win the election, they don't let you be president, like in Romania. And then they charge you criminally, and then they try to put you in prison. Or if you're like Marine Le Pen in France, then your trial is before the election, and the punishment is you can't run. I mean, so I don't know how they didn't manage to come up with charges for this woman. Huge mistake on their part. Oh, by the way, that sounds a lot like what they did to Trump, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's going on all over the world. Carol Naraki just won in Poland. She is basically the conservative slash populist candidate. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem urged Polish voters to support her. She defeated the pro-EU government. In other words, the globalists.
Yeah.
So this is going on all over the world in places where people are allowed to win and aren't put in prison.
And
Soviet
has
style.
Been going on for some time.
Yeah.
This is not a recent thing.
No.
You know, and you've mentioned this on many occasions and leading up to our, you know, 2024 election, that, you know, conservatism, populism is growing in Europe, and this is a further indication of that.
Yeah, it's showing them there is another way. They like Donald Trump. They like him being for the people and for being for economic success.
Well, it's also showing the fallacy of the liberal progressive policies, which are not working and are not doing what they claimed they were going to do.
So— anyway, I expect the criminal charges against her to, you know, be forthcoming soon, right? I mean, because how did she slip through? Everybody gets criminal charges now. I mean, everybody, right?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, she was backed by Trump, and she clinched the Polish presidency in a tight runoff race that they say spells trouble for the country's current pro-EU government, which is just really making a massive mess of things in Europe, particularly on energy policy and, you know, just having any kind of economic base of any kind. But, you know, there you go. All right. So much happening in the world. We'll get to some more of that. By the way, Lee, you may not have been aware of this. Cory Booker is, in fact, a Nazi.
Oh, really?
Yes, by Democrat standards. I'll explain.
Okay.
Coming up, we did not know until this weekend, but now we know.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Line, Wall Street Journal. Harvard has trained so many Chinese communist officials, they call it their party school. As in, not party, but like party. Chinese Communist Party. U.S. schools and one prestigious institution in particular have long offered up-and-coming Chinese Communist Party officials a place to study. Governance. Oh, this is fabulous. Like, wow, we're communists. Where can we send our future party leaders to learn how to be communists? Here in communist China? No, we'll send them to Harvard, because of course. Meanwhile, you know how the media reported as if fact, including, by the way, NPR and PBS, who hopefully will be defunded this week by the Republicans in Congress. NPR and PBS reported as if fact that Elon Musk was, in fact, a Nazi. Why? Because he put his hand to his chest and then put his hand out, which, as we know, is just what these Republican Nazis do when they're signaling their secret signals to each other. Right? And you can tell by looking at them that they are, in fact, Nazis. Okay. Well, this weekend, Cory Booker, Democrat, potential presidential candidate, party leader, and I've got this up on my X feed, did exactly the same thing Elon Musk did. We were all assured for like a week by the mainstream media, i.e. the Democrats, that he was, in fact, a Nazi. This was confirmation of it. It was all you needed to see. Well, I welcome you to go on my X feed and take a look at the Nazi salute being done by Cory Booker. Side by side. It's really quite remarkable. So just us letting everyone know this morning, by Democrat standards, Cory Booker is, in fact, a Nazi. It is true. It is factual. It is undeniable. And look, I don't make the rule book. They do. So it's good to know. Nazi leadership. There we go. Of course, mainstream media with Booker doing the exact same salute as Elon Musk is now actually outraged at Republicans for suggesting that it was a Nazi salute, even though they could tell by looking at Musk that his was in fact real and Booker's is not. Special superpowers you have if you're in the mainstream media. These people are ridiculous. Okay. Meanwhile, this went viral over the weekend. Bono, you know that guy, U2, In the Name of Love and whatnot. This new claim by the left that the defunding of USAID has caused 300,000 deaths. This is Joe Rogan and Bono.
Recent report. It's not proven, but there's surveillance enough suggests 300,000 people have already died from just this cut off, this hard Please. Cut of USAID. So there's food rotting in boats, in warehouses. Just it's. What do you think? What is that? That's not America, is it?
Well, they're throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
Right. This is the problem. The problem is, for sure, there have been a lot of organizations that do tremendous good all throughout the world. Also, for sure, it was a money laundering operation.
Yeah.
For sure, there was no oversight. For sure, billions of dollars are missing. In fact, trillions that are unaccounted for, that were sent off into various... They don't even know where, because there's no receipts. The way Elon Musk described it, he said if any of this was done by a public company, the company would be delisted and the executives would be in prison. But in the United States, this is standard.
Well, yeah, because Democrats running. Okay, I'm going to tear this apart. I think you can actually make a better argument that thousands of people are alive because we suspended the USAID funding. Because let me remind you, what the Democrats were using it for. They were running their own foreign policy, sometimes in opposition to our own troops, i.e. like when they sent the almost $300 million to the Taliban while the Taliban was actively blowing the legs off our troops, and they were funding them. Trump didn't know it. It was going out the back door. In fact, you can ask the question, would we actually have any enemies if it wasn't for USAID? Because they would be out of money. Would we actually have all the problems we have in the Middle East if it weren't for USAID? Let me explain why. $3.7 billion from USAID to Afghanistan. That would be the Taliban, the people we spent 20 years fighting, those people. $3.7 billion to Afghanistan after the Taliban takeover, and $200 million plus while they were still fighting U.S. troops to help them blow the legs off. U.S. troops, great. We actually spent it enhancing the opium harvest. We enhanced the harvest by eight times. It was super exciting. $2 billion to the PLO, that's a registered designated terror group, and Hamas after October 7th. Yes, $2 billion after October 7th. So you cannot have enemies if you do not pay them to oppose you. And then, you know, how would our military industrial complex make any money to donate to politicians? They wouldn't, see? So that's what USAID does. How about $9 million to the Syrian group that ended up going to Al-Qaeda? We love Al-Qaeda. $3.4 billion to Yemen, whose Houthi regime, we're currently at war with, the Houthi regime and Yemen and the government's all the same entities. So you have to pay your enemies to kill you and kill other people so you can then intervene. So I would argue thousands of people are alive because we cut off the 25-year-old Democrat nose rings at USAID from further undermining our foreign policy. But Secretary of State Marco Rubio came at it a different way.
But these reforms had to happen. At USAID, 12 cents of every dollar was reaching the recipient. That means that in order for us to get, you know, aid to somebody, we had to spend all this other money supporting this foreign aid industrial complex. We're going to find more efficient ways to deliver aid to people directly, and it's going to be directed by our regional bureaus, and it's going to sponsor programs that make a difference, and it's going to be part of a holistic approach to our foreign policy.
Okay, 12%. Now, we've cut off all of these starving, dying people, and it's all very sad, right? Or... not?
Even with the reforms we put in place and what we're suggesting is changes to our foreign aid, we still will provide more foreign aid, more humanitarian support than the next 10 countries combined, than the entire OECD, and far more than China. China doesn't do humanitarian aid.
Texture rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Silly radio host Keith Olbermann explained it for us. He said, oh, okay, Elon had his fingers close together when he did the Nazi salute, but Corey had his fingers further apart. So Elon, clearly a Nazi salute, but Corey was just saying hi. I don't know why I got the video right here. Let me see. Let's see, Elon's fingers are further. No, I'm looking at it. No, there's no difference in the width of the finger spread there. It's identical. I'm looking at both side by side. Nope, sorry, Keith. Try again. If what Elon did is a Nazi salute, and what Cory Booker did is also a Nazi salute, maybe they're going to go have their meeting later. I don't know how it works. I'd need the liberal media to explain to me. Texture writes, how much enriched uranium strategically placed underground do the Iranians need to start the Earth's radioactive Armageddon that no one can stop? I don't know, but we caught them over the weekend. Actually, the IAEA did. They were lying to Trump. In fact, they're in violation of their current agreement, secretly enriching uranium for their nukes. Kind of didn't mention it. Gonna be interesting to see this week what that does to negotiations. Since in the space of the last 2 weeks, Trump's gone from they must not get nukes, we must blow up the facilities, to, hey, I think I can cut a deal. So kind of wondering if that's going to get scuttled by this. It's going to be interesting. Folks, it looks like, and by the way, I made a mistake. I said that the new head of Poland was a she. I went by the name Carol. It's a he. Sorry about that. Correct the error. The good news is Poland will now make a bid to withdraw from the EU migration pact after the pro-Trump nationalist wins. So it's critical for freedom in the world that the EU crumble. And because it's becoming a totalitarian regime by the day. It's crazy when you think about the fact that less than a year ago, France was asserting the right to bring Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and Riley Gaines to France for trial for things they said online, specifically things that offend transgender boxers who are actually male. So the fact that they thought that they had the right to extradite Donald Trump and Elon Musk for trial says a lot. UK was asserting the same right, not for Musk and Trump, but for regular American citizens. And nobody was objecting to the idea. I mean, Mike Johnson never said a word. Neither did Mitch McConnell. He was apparently planning to send us there for trial, I guess. I don't know. That's where we were less than a year ago. That's the backdrop here. Now we are, I guess, on the verge of war to protect what's called democracy in Europe. And you can't forget who these people are. And people say, well, we've had a relationship for a long time. Yeah, but these aren't the same countries. I mean, when Vance has to go to Europe to tell them, stop putting your political rivals in prison. Has to tell Germany that. No, you can't censor the most popular political party in your country. And Marco Rubio talking about, putting basically visa sanctions on mainline European countries against the censors, those who censor for the EU. There are over 200 of them that follow Elon Musk around online, especially when he does interviews. So it would be visa sanctions. They can't come to America. Their families can't either. Well, I mean, who do we do that for? Enemies? People who lead enemy nations? Like Venezuela? I mean, it's getting ridiculous. It truly is. Meanwhile, a lot of good news in the news. Trump's rescission package goes to Congress today. You know why that's happening? Congress had told Trump that you're not allowed to send it. We're not going to make any cuts until after the big, beautiful bill. But X got a hold of that last week. Big week beat the tar out of the Republican leadership. I mean, they just trended over and over and over again for standing in the way of the Doge cuts till it got so bad that Mike Johnson, who is on vacation, because of course he is, what else does he do? Can't. Best way to thwart the Republican agenda or Trump's agenda is to just not be there to pass it. Mike Johnson actually from vacation had to respond, say, okay, you know what? We will. We'll take up the rescission bill. So this is going to be a really important test. Trump's rescission bill hits Congress today. It's $9.4 billion with a B. And this really, folks, is a litmus test for Republicans, okay? This should be very easy if you're a Republican in Congress. No, we're not funding NPR. We're broke. No, we're not funding PBS. We're broke. And those are left-wing conspiracy outlets. They lie and they get it wrong. For instance, they reported that Hunter Biden's laptop was not in fact his, was Russian disinformation, and even put a tweet up, because it was Twitter at the time, even put a tweet up saying that they were not going to cover the story because it was a conspiracy theory from the Russians. How'd that work out? You paid for that. Look, we don't have the money for this anymore. We don't have, we don't. So Trump is going to get to send his rescission package to Congress. It needs 51 votes in the Senate and 51% in the House. 50 plus one, basically, to pass. This is going to be a test. Can the Republicans actually defund this stuff? Some of it, by the way, is USAID cuts that stuck in there, that are stuck in there. That's brilliant. Because make them vote no on defunding NPR and PBS. Attach that to it and then let them run in a primary. We'll get rid of them. But that drops today. It's $9.4 billion. So it's USAID, NPR, and PBS. Let's see if the Republicans can pass this. I got to tell you what, if it was in reverse, you better bet even if the Democrats had thin margins, they could pass it. If they were plus one, they could pass it. Guarantee they could. Texture writes, Tara, how cool. Texture writes, my wife just took the kids to Grayson. Yes, this is the best. If you're looking for a great family trip on the weekends, Grayson Highlands State Park. Oh my gosh. My daughter and I hike. We've hiked all over the place and we absolutely loved it. Right now is foaling season. They have wild horses there and they're all along the trail. They're just hanging out and yeah, you could see them. And you, by the way, you can hike 5 miles in, 5 miles out, do the big 10 miler if you want, but everything, you know, you can see beautiful herds just going a mile in and a mile out. Texture right, yo, he followed up. Our 2-year-old even insisted on hiking it and he had his little walking stick and everything. Oh, how cute. That's so precious. Yeah, so that's what's so cool about it. You can do hardcore hiking or you can just do, you know, hey, we want to show the kids the horses and take pictures. And they'll come right up to you. Texture writes, Tara, Mike Johnson got his vacation from Joe Biden. More vacation is better. Keeps him from doing anything that he is supposed to do. Well, depending on your perspective, I guess. Texture writes, Tara, there are 12 countries in the EU, all with different languages and cultures led by the unelected. That's a slow disaster in waiting. Another texture writes, Bono is what I call a dancing chicken, an entertainer. I never take advice from dancing chickens. I pay them to do their very best chicken dances for me. Yeah. And finally, texture writes, mainstream media and politicians really believe the American people are very low IQ. They are wrong! Exclamation point. We'll see. Folks, this is all very interesting, what's going on right now in Russia. Let me tell you what did not happen. Ukraine did not do this all by themselves. And Keith Kellogg, Trump's Ukraine envoy, admitted that. And he says Russia knows it too. This was NATO, i.e. us, doing this.
And he considers this a proxy war by NATO as well right now. And frankly, in a way it is. I mean, it's clearly Putin sees that.
Yeah. He wanted Russia to know that. That's why he appeared on Saturday in a minute. Now, here's where this gets weird, okay? It's going to be very interesting to find out what the truth of the matter was. Trump's folks, unnamed, leaked, I put that in air quotes, to CBS that Trump did not know. He had no idea that this was going on, that they were going to get hit. Ukraine says they told Trump. Somebody's lying. Who's lying? Kind of interesting, huh? It's especially interesting after the New York Times reported back in March of 2025 that Ukraine has never actually run any of the stuff going on in this war. It's always been the U.S. and NATO. In fact, they've run the war out of a military garrison in Wiesbaden, Germany. The reports describe a secret partnership known as Task Force Dragon, where U.S. and Ukrainian generals collaborate closely to guide Ukraine's military operations against Russia. Russia knows it. And if you look at RT over the weekend, I always like to go there to see what they're saying. They were saying, look, we know this is in Ukraine. We know this is the West. We know this is NATO. I mean, who really is NATO? NATO really is Germany, France, and us, UK, and the intelligence services. So this is all very interesting. And the fact that Lindsey Graham hits the ground with Dick Turbin in tow And bam, the bombs start going off. So it's as if Lindsay knew. They knew the timing was important. Now, this is where it gets even more interesting. Trump knows if he starts bombing Russia, MAGA's going to get pissed. We don't want to get dragged into World War III. But what have I told you in the past? I said the senator, the leadership of the Senate in exchange for passing the BBB, along with all of the immigration enforcement, which don't kid yourself, they don't want to do. They are going to demand funding for World War III in Ukraine. They're going to want to continue that conflict. They're going to demand that. Well, Trump can't do that. That's going to make his base mad. Unless you do it this way. Now, here's where it gets real. And I don't know what the truth of this is. I'm just laying out the facts, and they're very interesting. What Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin did this weekend sure looks like an illegal violation of the Logan Act. You cannot legally conduct your own foreign policy. But they seem to be. But Trump hasn't condemned them. Hasn't said a thing about it, in fact. Has been mad about it, not upset about it, not a word. They go over there, and yes, they absolutely cozied up to Vladimir Zelensky and met with him and all that. But what was really interesting was that they double, triple, quadruple down on Trump's Chinese tariff, saying what? 145%, 30%, 50, whatever it is this week. No, we'll go you 500. 500% tariffs if you buy any more wool from Russia. Well, dang, that's closing the back door. Joe Biden deliberately left the back door open. He put sanctions on Russia, said you can't sell your oil on the main market, but he let him sell it out the back door at cheaper prices to China. So Joe was helping China and Russia. Russia fund the war, China buy cheap oil while screwing Americans because it raised the prices on the main market. So we paid more. But friends of Biden, i.e. China, paid less, and Russia got the funding it needed. So this closes the back door, but it also begins to separate China from Russia. And it was really interesting that Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal basically didn't just threaten Russia. They threatened Russia and China as if they were one joint operation, which is exactly what Trump would want them to do. Did Trump know they were going over there? He hasn't said, which is interesting. But they made it clear, 82 senators back 500% tariffs on China. So in other words, they're saying, look, it's not just Trump. We're standing behind him. That gives Trump so much more weight in dealing with China. If they're serious, it's Lindsey Graham, so who knows? And it's, you know, he's going into election season. He may be lying. Who knows? Very interesting stuff, though. Can't wait to see how that unravels.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.